This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manira kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wemuvhuro ndira 12/2015
makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti hezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Dare redzimhosva rinorambidza mapurisa kubvisa vanhu vari pamanzou famu kumazowe.
Kutongwa kwenyaya dzemumatare gore rino kunoparurwa nemukuru wevatongi vematare achichema-chemawo kuti mari ishoma zvikuru inotambiriswa vatongi vedzimhosva.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo dzopesana pane zvinoreva bumbiro remitemo kana mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika achinga asiya basa.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Dare repamusoro nhasi ramisa mapurisa kuramba achienderera mberi nekudzinga vagari vepapurazi reArnold Farm riri kumazowe rinonzi ranga richida kutorwa nemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe. Mutori wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Mutongi wedare repamusoro amai Erica Ndewere vatura mutongo wekuti mapurisa ambomira zvekudzinga vanhu vanogara papurazi reArnold Farm number 10 riri kumazowe rinozivikanwa nezita rekuti Manzou Farm. Vachitora mutongo wavo amai Ndewere vati hurumende inofanira kupa vanhu ava pekugara isati yavadzinga sezvinotaurwa nebumbiro idzva remuteme wenyika. Vatonderai Batasara vano vegweta riri kumirira vaLeonard Mukore nevamwe vavo vakapwanyurwa dzimba papurazi iri svondo rapera vati vafara zvikuru nemutongo waturwa nedare.
Ndinofara kuti dare rapa maclients maapplicants chikumbiro chavanga vachida inonzi temporary relief kana kuti provisional order yekuti mapurisa havachafanirwa kuramba vachiputsa dzimba kana kuva evictor kubva paArnold Farm kubva nhasi izvozvo vakufanirwa kutomira.
Vatiwo vanotarisira kuti hurumende itevedzere zvaturwa nedare. Hurumende yanga yaudza dare kuti ine imwe nzvimbo yayakapa vanhu ava kuti vagare asi izvi hazvina kugutsa dare. Sabhuku wenzvimbo iyi vainokishuwa kana Kembizi avo vakapwanyurwa dzimba dzavo nemapurisa svondo rapera vanoti vanotambira zvaturwa nedare vachiti upenyu hwevanhu papurazi ava hwanga hwava kukonzera kuti vanhu vazhinji vanhongesvosve nemuromo.
Tatambura nokudzingwa kwatiri kuitwa nokupwanyiwa kwatiri kuita dzimba takatogara panze. Munhu wese anoda kuuya kuona ndauyawo nemidziyo yese iri kungonayiwa nomvura chibage chedu chatiri kudya takatongounganidza panze chiri kungonayiwa nomvura. Saka dare ratotiyamura kana rati tirege kukwatakwa nemapurisa pamwe tingaedze kuwakiridza zvimwe kuti tidzivirire mhuri yedu iri kunayiwa nozvinhu zvedu.
Vakana Kembizi vanoti vanga vave kunyemwa zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kugoverwa vanhu zvakafanana nemafetereza uye vave kutarisirawo kuti vana vavo vachakwanisa kutanga kuenda kuzvikoro izvo zviri kuvhurwa mangwana.
Vana vechikoro pari zvinotanga taakutotya kutoti pamwe ticharambidzwa futi kuvana vechikoro vachashaya kukuenda zvino hameno kana zvatadanzi nokoti padzimwe nguva vana vechikoro vedu vangabvumirwe nokuti hakuna changa tichipirwa kufama yedu kana zvese zvangadzidziswa nehurumende mafertilizer mbeu vanga vachitinyima vachititi hamusiwo muno dzaimo munomufama muno. Saka tatashayawo kuti zvanga zvichibva nokupi zvinhu zvakadai isi takagara kubva pa 2000 kusvika pari zvino.
vagare vepapurazi iri vanoti vakanzwa kuti mudzimai wemutungamiriri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe avo vane rimwe purazi riri pedyo nepamanzou vaida kutora purazi iri kuti vachengete mhuka asi gurukota rinoona nezvinoitika mudunhu remashonaland central vamartin dina vakaudza bepanhau reherald kuti amai Mugabe havana chekuita nekudzingwa kwanga kuchiitwa vanhu papurazi iri vachiti purazi iri rakagara raiswa parutivi nehurumende kuti richengeterwe mhuka ndakamirira studio 7 muHarare ndini Thomas chiri pasi direct from Washington the
voice of America VOA zvichakadaro mukuru wevatongi vematare edzimhosva Chief Justice Godfrey Chidyosiku nhasi vaparura kutanga kushanda kwematare edzimhosva gore rino vachiti vari kushishikana nemashandiro ari kuita vatongi pamwe nemihoro yavo iyo vati haisi kuvafadza uye inovapa muedzo yekuita uori. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachidyosiku vakurudzira hurumende kuti igadzirise dambudziko iri kuti vatongi vashande vakafara asi vachidyosiku vati zvisinei nemashandiro pamwe nemihoro isingafadze matare edzimhosva mazhinji anosanganisira reconstitutional court akakwanisa kunzwa nyaya zhinji dzakakwidzwa kumatare aya vatiwo dare repamusoro kuvulawayo rakashanda zvakanaka chose zvekuti rakapedza kunzwa nyaya dzese dzainge dzakwidzwa kudare iri kunyange hazvo vachidyosiku vati dare rehigh court kuHarare harina kunyatsoshanda zvakanaka vati pane vatongi vakaita saJustice Nicholas Matonzi avo vati vakashanda zvinodadisa vakatora mitongo yakawanda kudarika vamwe vatongi mudare iri. Justice Matonzi vakatora mitongo makumi manomwe nemiviri pagore kana zvichienzaniswa nevamwe vatongi vana vasina kuita basa nemazvo avo vakatora mitongo makumi matatu nemitatu pagore rese pamwe chete. Havana kudoma vatongi ava vati vanotarisira vatongi vese kuita basa sezvinoitwa naJustice Matonzi gore rino. Vamwe vatongi varumbidzwa nekugona basa ndi Justice Nokutula Moyo, Priscilla Chigumba pamwe na Justice Lois Matanda Moyo. Vachidyosiku vatiwo zvinofadza kuti mumwe mutongo wedare iri akambenge asiri kushanda zvakanaka Justice Charles Hungwe vakashanda nemazvo gore rapfuura. Varumbidzawo matare amagistrate vachiti akashanda zvakanaka akapedza kunzwa nyaya dzese vachiti dzisati dzapera inyaya dzichangounzwa kudare iri. Mukuru wesangano rinomirira magweta munyika reLaw Society of Zimbabwe vaLloyd Mishi vati vafarira mashoko turwa nemukuru wevatongi zvikuru nyaya yekuti vari kuedzana pose pavanogona napo kuita basa kunyange hazvo zvinhu zvakaoma.
Ininiwo ndafarira izvozvo zvavanyaya kukurudzira zvekuti vanoona nezvemaconditions of service ngava zvigadzirise nekuti ndo chimwe chezvinhu chatinofunga isu semagweta kuti chinogona kunge chiri kukonzera uori corruption.
Vamishi vaendera mberi vachiti vafarirawo zvaitwa navachidyosiku zvekudoma vatongi vari kuita basa ravo nemazvo.
Ndinotenda futi kuti vabuda pachena vakanyatsodonongodza nemazita majaji. Munoziva munyika medu muno taakuda zvinhu zviri pachena zvinoburitswa pachena. Vaburitsa kuti naningi vari kuita zvakanaka. Ndo zvatinoda izvo nekuti munhu wese ngaachitarisa pakuita kuti zvinhu zvifambe mune zvakanaka.
Mukuru wesangano reCoalition Against Corruption vateri Mutsvanga vati vanobvumirana vachidyosiku vakati hurumende haifaniri kurega izvi zvichiitika.
Tinokurudzira hurumende kuti dai yatutsira mari yatingati iyo masalaries emajudges nemamagistrates neavo vanoshandira matare kuitira kuti vasave vanoita tempted kuti vature yatingati iyo chioko muhomwe kana kuti mabribe. Naizvozvo tinokurumidza kukurudzira kuti hurumende dai yangowedzerawo vese vari vashandi vayo vatinotiwo macivil servants izvinoitisa kuti vasange vachiita zveuori.
Vachidyosiku vati zvinofadza kuti vari kudyidzana zvakanaka chose nemamwe mapazi anoita zvekutongwa kwenyaya akaita semapurisa vemajeri pamwe nevachuchusi kubva kunational prosecuting authority. Ndakamirira studio 7 muHarare ndini Ivan Chifera.
Sangano ravana mukoti reZimbabwe Nurses Association richimirira nhengo dzedunhu reHarare rinotirambomisa urongwa hwekuti nhengo dzaro dzikande mapadza pasi zvichitevera chiziviso chakaburitswa nehurumende chekuti ichabhadhara vana mukoti mari dzavo dzemabhonasi chitatu chesvondo rino. Sangano iri rakanga razivisa kuti vana mukoti vaizotanga kurangwa mabasa nhasi kana hurumende isina kuvapa mari dzebhonasi apo paidoka zuva musi wechishanu chapfuura. Sachigara weZimbabwe Nurses Association Harare chapter vaino kidongo vanoti vaona zvakakosha kuti vapenzeve kuhurumende panyaya iyi sekuvimbisa kwayo kunyange hazvo yaimbokundikana kuzadzisa zvimwe zvivimbiso mumashure umu. Ngatinzwe hurukuri yataita navo vachitsanangura.
Hapana chachinja, hapana shanduko yaitika nhasi, hakuna munhara mabasa, vanhu vese vari kumabasa. Izvi zvauya kumashure kwekunge hurumende yanyora pasi kuti ichabhadhara mari dzemabhonasi musi wa 14 January 2015 inova Wednesday kusvika mangwana. Saka sekuti vana mukoti vanhu vari professional vakaunderstand, vakazvinzwisisa vakati hurumende yedu sezvatinyorera pasi zvaakuipa mukana kusvika musi wa Wednesday sekutaura kwavo. Saka munhu wese ari pabasa kutaura kudai.
Saka chitatu chikasvika pasina zvafamba sezvataimboona zvaari chimboitwa nehurumende kuti aikuimbisai asi ichizokundikana kusvitsa zvimbiso izvi, pane matanha amunozotora here?
Chitatu chikasvika mari ikasauya tichagara pasi seexecutive tobva tamepa hewe forward kuti zvino tochiita sei kubva ipapo tichienderera mberi.
Vashandi vamwewo vemasangano ehurumende vanga vachivimbisawo kuti kana makaya mapindawo mukuramwa mabasa vaizopindawo mukukutsigirai yavangati solidarity. Makatambirawo sei danho iro riri kubvawo kune vamwe vamunodyidzana navo?
Totora sedanho rakanaka nekuti isusu sevashandi hatina kurwadziwa nekuti maticha akapirwe mari, masoja mapurisa vakapirwe mari nekuti vamwe vedu endi vanokodzera kuwana mari iyoyo, munhu wese mushandi anokodzera kuwana mari iyoyo. Saka hatisi kuona takashata nedanho ravo iroro nekuti vanenge vachisapotana nesu mukuti tiwanewo mari yedu, nekuti mari iyoyo inodeserve, we deserve that money and also teachers they deserve that bonus again.
Avanga vari Sachigaro weZimbabwe Nurses Association Harare chapter vaino kidongo vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaInternet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri munokwanisa kutibatawo pa909 am 4930 kana pa12080 ne15455 kHz pashortwave.
Tinodawo kuzivisai imi vateereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chava neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona. Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
France iri kutumira mauto anosvika zviuru 10 munzvimbo dzinokosha kuitira kuti dzichengetedzwe zvakasimba. Izvi zvinotevera kurwiswa nemagandanga kwakaitika muParis svondo rapera. Gurukota rezvekudzivirirwa kwenyika muFrance vaJean-Yves Le Drian vaudza vatori venhau nhasi kuti mauto aya achange ava munzvimbo idzi mangwana manheru asati asvika. Gurukota rezvemukati menyika vaBernard Kasnyov vanoti chidimbu chemauto aya chichange chichengetedza zvikoro zvemajudha 910 nezvinomwe zviri muFrance.
Mapurisa emuLebanon asecha ajerera netsa munyika iri murongwa wavo wekutsvaga vasungwa vanofungidzirwa kuti vane chekuita nekubhombwa kwakaitwa muTripoli nemugovera. Zvikopokopo zvaonekwa zviri pamusoro pejeri reRomier iro riri kumabvazuva kweBeirut. Ukuwo mukati mejeri mapurisa abvisa chimwe chikwata chevasungwa vachichiendesa kune mumwe mupanda wejeri iri. Vasungwa vakawanda vanonzi vapisa mamatres avo vachiratidzira kusafarira zvaitwa izvi. Gurukota rezvemukati menyika vaNohad Machnuk vanoti hurumende yakanzwa nhare dzairidzwa pakati pevarwisi nevamwe vevasungwa vainge vari mujeri.
Gurukota rezvekunze kweAmerica vaJohn Kerry vari muIslamabad kuti vasangane nemutungamiri wehurumende yemuPakistan vaNawaz Sharif. Vakeri vari murwendo rwesvondo yose runosanganisira kumbomira munyika dzemuEurope, asi kumbomira kwavo nhasi muPakistan hakuna kunge kwaziviswa. Vakeri vachashanyira France kunoratidza rutsigiro rweAmerica zvichitevera kurwiswa kwenyika iyi svondo rapera.
Makateerera kustudio 7 munotibata pa 909 am 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Bato reMDCT nere MDC Renewal Team anoti haasi kuzopinda musarudzo dziri kuitwa musi wa27 kurume dzekutsiva vaiva mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru kuMount Darwin West pamwe nava Emerson Mnangagwa kuChirumanzi, Zimbabwe. VaMugabe vanoti pasi pebumbiro remitemo idzva panofanira kunzi vaviri ava vatsiviwe nevamwe. Mutauriri weMDC Renewal Team vaJacob Mafume vanoti havasi kuzopinda musarudzo idzi kusvika zvinhu zvine chekuita nesarudzo zvavandudzwa. Asi veMDC inotungamirwa navaWash Mengube vati pari zvino vane chisungo chavakaita kare chekuti vanopinda musarudzo dzose. VeNCA vati vange vachipinda musarudzo dzemakanzura asi vachagara pasi kuti vazeye kuti vopinda here musarudzo mbiri idzi. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu kuti tinzwe kuti sei vasiri kuda kupinda musarudzo idzi.
Chiri kuti isu seMDC inotungamirirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai hatisi kuzopinda mukwikwidzo yatinoziva kuti result yacho inenge yatozikanwa kwikwidzo isati yaitwa. Tiri kuti isu pane maelectoral reforms muchirungu atinoda kuti aitwe neZimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, rinova ndiro bazi rinoona nezvekumhanyisa nekugadzirira nokuona kuti maelections afambiswa nezvakanaka muno muZimbabwe. Pari zvino ndichitaura kwauri kudai hatitorina electronic voters roll. Takakumbira voters roll iyi kubva kare chaizvo chaizvo.
Asi kunze kwekuti hamusi kupinda musarudzo, pane zvamuri kuita here zvekuita kuti mitemo yacho yesarudzo ivandudzwe?
Pane zvakawanda zvatiri kuita, Blessing. Chokutanga tinoda kubatana nevamwe vose vomuno muZimbabwe, vemadzichechi, mapato edzimatongerwo enyika, tivevo paNational Convergence Conference iri kurongwa iyi.
Wanga vari mutauri weMDCT vaObert Gutu vari parunare muHarare. Ko, mutemo unoti kudii panyaya yekuita sarudzo dzekutsiva mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika sezviri kuitika? Vamwe vanoti vaMugabe vainge vatotyora mutemo nekuti vaifanira kuona kuti sarudzo dzaitwa mukati memwedzi mitatu. Asi muzvinafundo Love More Maduku vanoti vaMugabe vari kutyora mutemo nekuti amai Mujuru havafaniri kurasikirwa nechigaro chavo.
Aiwa kwete, provision yemutemo iyoyo inotoaplaya izvizvi. Vari kuti izoshaplaya kana pazo ya running mate havasi kunzwisisa, ende ndinourombo kuti havafaniri kunge vari vanhu vakafunda saizvozvo vanotadza kunzwisisa zviri pachena zvakanyorwa nomutemo. Running mate haina constituency, haimbogari yamirira constituency. Saka mutemo uyu haungaizoaplai pana running mate iye running mate asingamiriri constituency. Plus zvakare running mate haapointwi na president. Unotoita vice president kana waita running mate by virtue yokuti wamanya na president mose muchitsvaka vote yokupresident awini. Saka hauapointwi na president, uri automatically in office.
Asika vamangwana tichitarisa kuti munhu unenge wasarudzwa nevanhu kunzi uvamirire mutungamiri wenyika ozongokusarudzawo hako kuti unzi wamutevedzeri wake ozokudzinga basa, zvinenge zviri zvinhu here zvatingati tichisa pachikero chemutemo zvinhu zvakanaka?
Zvinhu zvakanaka kana wanzi napurezidendi uya uite vice president, ukaona kuti zvine denja yekuti ucharudza siti rako reuMP, unogona kuramba kuti ini purezidendi chakai umwe, ini toda kuramba ndiri MP.
Tine urombo vateereri avo vanga vari vaMunyaradzi Po Mangwana vanova nhengo yeZANUPF vari muPolitbureau vachiti hapana chakaipa pane zvaitwa navaMugabe.
Muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa sarudzo dzebai elections dzinofanirwa kuitwa dzekutsiva amai Mujuru nava Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei ma text messages pa number dzinoti 1202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona pa number dzinoti 001-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure pa live talk.
Nekuona kutambudzika kunogaroita vana veZimbabwe vanenge vawirwa nedambudziko remhirizhonga uye kukanganiswa nayo, zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvakafunga kuumba homwe inobatsira vanhu ava. Izvi zvakaita kuti paumbwe homwe yeZimbabwe Victims of Violence Fund, kana kuti ZVVF, iyo inonzi yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu zvisinei nekuti vanotsigira bato rezvematongerwo enyika rakadii uye kuti ndiani akonzera mhirizhonga iyi. Vanoda kuziva nezvehomwe iyi vanoenda pawebsite inoti www.zvvf.org, iyo ichiri kuumbiridzwa.
Sachigaro wehomwe iyi vaJustin Mateu vakambokwikwidza vakamirira bato reMDCT kubuhera West vanoti sangano ravo rine muzinda muBritain asi rine nhengo munyika dzakawanda idzo dzinenge dzichishanda nevamwe vari muZimbabwe. VaMateu vanoti vari kumusha ava ndo vanenge vachiona pamwe nekukomekedza kusangano ravo vanhu vanokodzera kunge vachibatsirwa nesangano iri.
Takaona zvakaitika kuna 2008 violence yakaitika iya nemakora akatera nezvaitika zvese. Saka ndokuona kuti tichatingaite kubatsira kana zvinhu zvakadaro zviitika muZimbabwe. Ndokuonawo futi kuona kuti zvinhu zvakadaro zvinogona kudzokoroka zvakatonyanya. Saka ndokuona kuti isusu takafanira kutione kuti kana zvaitika sevanhu vari kunze kwenyika, tingakwanisawo here kubatsira vanenge vatambudzika nenzira dzakadaro. Saka isusu zvatakaita ndozvekuti takatanga gore rakapera, mura akuda kunopera, ndopa takatanga kuurongana ndokuchitanga kuumba fundi yedu iyoyi. Saka tichiri pama early stages but taakutotanga kutonobatsira izvo zvizviisa nezuro. Kana makanzwa kunzi kune mukana akapedzira muchipatara, tiri kutotarisira kuti izvo zvizvi bai mangwana tinge tamubatsira kuti abatsirikana pamabhills aatarisana nawo. Tatombotaura naye kuti tinzwe kuti chii chakaitika, zvakamira sei kwaari kuti tione kuti tingamubatsirei nepakadii.
VaMateu, vamunee muchibatsira vanhu vakamira sei vane mapato ezvematongerwo enyika here kana kuti chero ashungurudzwa mune nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika?
Isusu tiri kuti wese anenge ashungurudzwa mune nyaya dzematongerwo enyika tinofanira kuti timubatsire. Nokuti chatinoziva ndechekuti vanhu vanoshungurudzwa akava ndo vari pasi vaivai. Vangari vebato ripi, vangari vecivil society, hatina basa kuti ndiani. Tikangoziva chete kuti munhu iye asvika pakushungurudzwa anoda rubatsiro, tinofanira kubatsira.
Tinoona kuti pane vanhu vagara vakashungurudzwa kare nezvematongerwo enyika, zvikuru vakashungurudzwa mugore ra2007-2008 munguva yesarudzo. Muchaenda here muchibatsira zvakare vanhu iva?
Kutangira nepatiri yezvino, kana fundi yedu ikange yakura ndo patichatanga kuchironda. Titori nevamwe vari muZimbabwe vachaita basa rokuronda kuti vaone kuti pane vanhu vakashungurudzwa vaya vari kunyanya kuda rubatsiro ndevapi, kuitira kuti vaivavo zvakare tivabatsire. Chikuru chatiri kuda izvezvi, tiri kunyanya kuunganidza marizoti dzedu kuti ati wandei.
Vanga vari sachigaro wehomwe yeZimbabwe Victims of Violence Fund vaJason Mateu vari parunare kuPortsmouth kuBritain neStudio 7.
Kanzu reHarare inoti veruzhinji vanofanira kunge vave kuwana mvura mazuva matatu anotevera, kunyange hazvo yatanga kubuda kune dzimwe nzvimbo muguta nhasi. Kanzuru yakadzima mvura muguta reHarare kubva nemusi wechishanu kusvika nezuro kuitira kuti mapombi eMorton Jaffrey Waterworks agadziriswe. Mukuru webazi rezveutano mukanzuru Dr. Prosper Chonzi vanoti veruzhinji vanofanira kufashaidza mvura ichange ichibuda mumapombi vasati vainwa, sezvo ichikwanisa kunge ichibuda iine tsvina. Kanzuru yakaita basa iri pasi pechirongwa chemari inosvika 144 million yakabva kuChina kuti igadzirise dambudziko remvura muguta. Mavelas Mutakanya wewe Studio 7 aita hurukuro na Dr. Chonzi kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika.
Baza rakarisha ndo since Friday rekuta iso manyupa rakapera nezuro vaka commissioner ma plans acho saka vatanga kupomba mvura irikuwanikwa vatanga kuma areas ekuma western suburbs kuna na budiriro lands yofako sekambuzuma Warren Park ikoko vatanga kuona nhasi vamwana chaiona mangwana mu town muma flats nechitutarisa chinenge yako mangwana ma areas ari kure mbichana zvakaita sekunana mabhuku tafara tinotarisa kuti zvinhu zvese zvinenge zvanyatsodzoka kwa zvanga zviri kana kuti zvanani pera about 3 days basi kuya inenge yakuya mbichana irombo tanga ichita mbichana mbichana but nekutarisa kuti inge yakuona after 3 days kana pachinge pasina dambudziko ririko.
Pane vamwe vari kuti mvura iri kubuda pari zvino haisi kunwika sezvo ine tsvina nezerere munoyambira kuti zvifambiswe sei pakadai.
Tinogara ikotaura zvimwe chete izvizvi kuti kana ichinge yakadaro inogona kunge ine test inogona kunge ine kakunhuhwa inogona kunge ine zviri kuonekwa mukati izvozvo zvazvo hazviurayi asi vanofanira kuifashairisa nekuti zvinouraya utachiwana hunozobuda kwekupedzisira saka tinotarisira kuti izvozvo zvichakiri hazvo kune kufamba kwenguva asi zvandakagara nichitaura kuti mvura inofanira kunge ichingoramba ichifashairidzwa inozomwiwa kana yafashairidzwa yekushandisa kugeza ndiro uyezve inenge ichizonwiwa kana musina kuifashairisa ngatishandisei maakwatabs kana anawatagadi.
Mune dzimwe nzvimbo mavasati vawana mvura muri kukurudzira kuti vaite sei?
Mune dzimwe nzvimbo dzisati dzawana mvura ndo dzine mabhohoro akati wandei tinokurudzira kuti vashandise mvura yemumabhohoro akacherwa nekanzu nemamwe mapartners avo zvakaita sana Red Cross nekudaro naGAA. Mvura iyoyo zvakare inofanira kungobatwa semabatiro ari kuitwa iyi ichangobudai zvekufashairiswa nekushandisirwa maakwa tablets then kana vangu vakachera mugodhi yavo kana matsimi avo ngavaitei zvakadaro izvozvo zvinoti mvura yacho hatisati taunya kuitira. Tinokurudzira vanhu kuti varambe vachishandisa mvura yakafashairiswa.
Avangu vari mukuru webazi rezveutano mukanzuro yeHarare Dr. Prosper Chonzi vachitaura naMavelas Mutlanganya uye Studio 7 vari varunare muHarare.
Yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsamba mbozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amunotumira. Munyoro wekutanga anoti jongana blessing makadiko nebasa. Isu kuno zvakadzvanya wena mari hakuna kuomerwa kwacho kwakanyanya ndokwataona. Mabasa kana anokuti huya Xmas nenyuye kutamba tichidya mengo hedu zvakaoma wena. Zvakungoda mwari zvehurumende yakundikana. Munyora anoti ndikwazirewo hama dzangu dzose netimu yangu kuchikoro nemufana wangu Niko Nyamadzau ndine muteereri mukuru Mpinga Blessed kukapfunde kumagunja.
Mumwe anotiwo boys verengaiwo tsamba dzangu ndini Tariro Mangena Machiwota Masamuriwo ndiri kutsvagawo ana tete vangu handizive kwavakaenda vanonzi Joyce Mangena naElizabeth Mangena. Ndakagonzwa kuti vari kuchimanimani asi handizive pavari. Kana paine anoziva angada kundifonera anokwanisa kufona panhamba dzinotevera 7712300031. Ndingafare chose ndikawana anovaziva ndatambura nemhuri yeZimbabwe ndibatsireiwo. Tinodzokora zvakare nhamba dzaTariro Mangena dzinoti idzo 7712300031. Todzokora zvakare 7712300031. Aiwa hama dzadiwa mubatsireiwo kana muchiziva kuna ana vatete vake.
Aiwa vateereri, nguva yedu ndo yaita shanje semazuva ese. Tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinotirambai muchitumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuno kuStudio 7 muchitudzawo zvirongwa zvamunoda kuteerera imi pano paStudio 7.
Kwazisanai hama neshamwari pano paStudio 7. Email yedu studio7@voanews.com. Matext message kana WhatsApp tumirai kunhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Sezvengo yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi.
Dare redzimhosva rinorambidza mapurisa kubvisa vanhu vari pamanzou farm kumazowe.
Kutongwa kwenyaya dzemumatare gore rino kunoparurwa mukuru wevatongi vematare achichema-chema nemari shoma dzinotambiriswa vatongi vedzimhosva.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvemitemo dzopesana pazvinoreva bumbiro remitemo kana mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika asiya basa.
Aiva vateereri, tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokuonika ine mufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Neni wenyu, Blessing Zulu, toksia emina, Standikile Mhlanga na Jonga.
Thank you, Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January the 12th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sitandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai and the MDC renewal team have announced that they will boycott by-elections in two constituencies left vacant by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and current Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
The MDC is not going to participate in these two by-elections which have been promulgated by Robert Mugabe. Our position is very clear. We are not going to participate.
A Harare High Court judge today ordered the state to stop evicting Mazoe villagers being currently removed from their homes by police at the alleged instigation of First Lady Grace Mugabe.
The court agreed with our clients. We are happy that our client's position has been vindicated. The court, per Justice Ndewere, granted the interim relief that our clients wanted.
And the Judiciary Service Commission officially opened Zimbabwe's 2015 legal calendar today with calls for legal practitioners to desist from corrupt activities.
The Movement for Democratic Change formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai and the MDC renewal team have announced that they will boycott by elections in two constituencies left vacant by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and current Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. President Robert Mugabe proclaimed in a notice published in an extraordinary government gazette that eligible voters in Mount Darwin West and Chirumanzu Zibakwe constituencies would go to the polls to elect new National Assembly representatives on March the 27th. The by-election for the Mount Down West constituency was long overdue and comes in the wake of allegations by legal experts that Mr. Mugabe has violated the Zimbabwean constitution by failing to order a by-election within 19 days of Mujuru's appointment more than 18 months ago.
The president proclaimed that, quote, I do, by this proclamation, order new elections for the constituencies of Mount Down West and Chirumanzu, Zimbabwe, fixed Friday 27th March 2015 as the day in which a poll shall be taken if a poll becomes necessary in terms of Section 46(17C) of the Electoral Act. MDC spokesman Obert Gutu tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that his party will not participate in elections whose outcome is predetermined.
The position of our party is very clear that for as long as the conditions that we said should be put in place, i.e. the electoral reforms should be put in place to enable the holding of a free and a fair election that will pass the test of legitimacy are not in place, the MDC is not going to participate in these two by-elections which have been promulgated by Robert Mugabe. Our position is very clear. And we, for the benefit of your listeners, I will reiterate that unless and until the electoral reforms are carried out by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, as well as the other relevant organs of the state, we are not going to participate. Furthermore, Blessing, this is also in conformity with one of the key resolutions of the 4th National Congress of the MDC that was completed very successfully in the early hours of Sunday, November 2 last year at the City Sports Center. We are saying that the MDC right now sees no change in the conditions that are obtaining on the ground. In particular, we still have not been finished with a copy of the electronic national voters roll, spite of the several demands that we have met for it in the past.
But apart from boycotting, Mr. Gutu, what else are you doing to put pressure on ZANU-PF to put in place those reforms?
We are in the process of playing a very key role in the planning of the proposed National Convergence Conference. One of its key agendas is going to be the placement of conditions that will make the holding of future elections in Zimbabwe conducive to producing a legitimate result.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
But spokesman Nhlanhla Dube of the MDC formation led by Welshman Ncube tells Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo that they have a standing resolution to participate in all elections unless the party decisions is otherwise.
The standing resolution of our political party is that we will contest all contestable space in the electoral space and political processes in the country. We do that for the simple reason that we're a party that is there seeking the support of the people of Zimbabwe to take over power and lead in a different way than ZANU-PF. And we seek to do that using democratic processes, and elections are the best form of democratic processes in the pursuit of power. But secondly, Ntungamili, we do that so that we defend the democratic space, so that you don't have one philosophy, one idea being presented to the people at any given time. Thirdly, we do it so that when we speak about the challenges that we have around the issues of the electoral processes, for instance, the voters' roll, which is still in the hands of Tobayo Amudede, who himself is a functionary of ZANU-PF, which makes it difficult for us to access the voters' roll and therefore to campaign adequately and to check who is on the voters' roll and to limit the processes of election results that are tailor-made and manipulated through the voters' roll. On the basis of the standing party resolutions, except if there is another resolution, there's another thinking between now and the closure of nomination, we are, as a political party, going to participate in the election.
That was spokesman Nhlanhla Dube of the MDC formation led by Welshman Ncube speaking with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo from Bulawayo.
Legal expert Professor Lovemore Maduku tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu Mr. Mugabe is misleading himself by declaring Mujuru's seat vacant.
The vice president referred to in section 129, who lose a person who loses a seat on becoming vice president, is a vice president, a person who becomes vice president under the running mate clause, a person who takes over as vice president in such a way that they would assume the role of a vice president who was elected with the president. It doesn't apply to a vice president who is appointed by the president in terms of the sixth schedule, which is a transitional provision, which is only applying for 10 years. So when you look at that constitution, whenever they refer to the vice president in areas like that, they are referring to a vice president, either a vice president who was elected with the president as a running mate or a person who assumes the post of vice president.
So Mrs. Mujuru has a legal leg to stand on, and she can successfully challenge this proclamation.
To make a lot of help to the country, if Mrs. Mujuru were to simply just authorize a court application, she would not be committing any offense. She should just ask the court to clarify that position.
Legal expert and leader of the National Constitutional Assembly Party, Lovemore Maduku, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Blessing Zulu also reached lawyer and ZANU-PF Politburo member Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana, who is also one of the architects of the new constitution.
No, those who are making that misinterpretation need to go back to law school. The constitution is very, very clear. Whenever a member of parliament will lose a seat when that person is appointed vice president, a running mate is not even appointed. A running mate automatically becomes vice president by virtue of winning an election. So the only person who is appointed is the current vice president, who are appointed by the president and serve at the pleasure of the president. The whole thinking behind it is that a vice president is a national leader, and therefore cannot represent a constituency. This is exactly what we are grappling with, to say, shall we have a national leader in the form of a vice president representing a constituency? Yet that person sometimes also acts as president and makes national decisions and should be in charge of the whole country as a whole. So the correct interpretation is that once somebody becomes a vice president, they cease to represent a constituency and therefore should not have a constituency. A running mate does not represent a constituency, and therefore a running mate cannot lose a constituency. So those who are making that misinterpretation, unfortunately, are here, they are professors of law. It is very unfortunate that because of their political desires, they've decided not to understand the law, which is very clear.
Is it fair now, Mr. Mangwana, judging from the fact that cabinet ministers are appointed, they also have their own seats, and should they be fired, they don't lose their seats? Why should a vice president who has been elected by the people be appointed by the president as vice president and then be fired and also lose their seat?
No, a vice president does not lose a seat, because a vice president is a national leader, does not represent a constituent. They continue to enjoy the benefits of a sitting vice president. So they lose nothing.
That was lawyer and ZANU-PF Politburo member Mnyaradzi Paul Mangwana speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Studio 7 failed to reach Mrs. Mjuro on her lawyer or her lawyer on whether she will participate in the by-election or challenge the proclamation.
A Harare High Court judge today ordered the state to stop evicting Mazoe villagers being currently removed from their homes by police at the alleged instigation of First Lady Grace Mugabe. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
High Court Judge Eric Ndewere ordered the halting of evictions of villagers who were resettled at Arnold Farm No. 10, also known as Manzo Farm. Judge Ndewere ruled that the affected villagers should not be removed from their properties if no alternative places of residence have been availed by the state. Although State Attorney Timon Tabana argued that the state had offered alternative pieces of land, the court was not satisfied with that court submission, according to lawyers representing the villagers. The villagers claimed that the police were evicting them to pave way for the First Lady, who reportedly wants to convert the farm into a game sanctuary and conduct other projects. Government officials have disputed this, saying the farm is earmarked by the state for a game park. One of the lawyers representing the affected villagers, Tonderai Batasara, welcomed the ruling.
The court agreed with our clients. We are happy that our client's position has been vindicated. The court, per Justice Ndewere, granted the interim relief that our clients wanted. So the police, they have been interdicted or stopped from continuing to demolish and evict the applicants from Arnold Farm.
But Asara said he expects the government to abide by the court ruling.
One has to be hopeful. This is a new court order which has been granted in the presence of the representatives of the respondents and their lawyer, and so there will be no need of serving it. We are a law-abiding country, and we expect that the executive will comply with orders that are issued by the courts.
Those cited in the agent High Court Chamber application are Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri, Lands Minister Douglas Mombeshora, and Home Affairs Minister Kembo Mohadi. One of the affected people, Dice Msekiwa, told Studio 7 that although he welcomes the interim relief, the situation at Manzo remained dire.
After this judgment, it means we are now going to start making sure that our children have got shelter. The shelter is number one. And the time we are going to prepare the shelter, it means things, crops which are in the field, we have no time to make them, to make sure that we have time to weed, time to put fertilizer. Our time, we are going to spend our time on making shelter.
When the eviction started, some villagers at Manzou Farm alleged that Mrs. Mugabe wanted to take over the property to set up a wildlife sanctuary, but Mashonaland and Central Provincial Affairs Minister Martin Dina denied that the First Lady was involved. Minister Dina told the state-controlled Herald newspaper that villagers were settled on a farm that was set aside by the government as a heritage site. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Some Zimbabweans living outside the country have set up a fund for victims of political violence. Chairman of the Zimbabwe Victims of Violence Fund, who is also the losing MDCT candidate for Buhera West, Jason Machaya, says the fund will include all victims of political violence in Zimbabwe. He tells Studio 7 that they've already set up some structures in many countries around the world, including the United States of America and South Africa.
We are actually building this fund. Well, yes, we have got a little bit at the moment, but we are building this fund so that we will be able to help any victims of violence in Zimbabwe. This is done on the background that we know from 2007-2008, we had a lot of people who became victims of violence through persecution from ZANU-PF, and we expect that to continue. But nevertheless, we also know that there will be probably a few, also maybe from other parties or civil society, who are going to cause violence. The victims, we are also going to look after those victims. We don't look at which organization you come from when it comes to helping victims.
How are you going to identify these victims?
We will be able to identify the victims through, one, the press, two, we also have people on the ground in Zimbabwe who will be able to identify the people that have been involved in violence and be able to give them to us so that we can assist.
That was Zimbabwe Victims of Violence Fund Chairman Jason Mateu in Portsmouth, England. Nearly 200 people were killed in the run-up to Zimbabwe's presidential runoff in 2008. There are also thousands of victims of violence who died at the height of political clashes between ZANU-PF and PF-ZAPU in the 1980s. The Harare chapter of the Zimbabwe Nurses Association says its members have decided to shelve an intended strike over outstanding bonuses after the government promised to pay them this Wednesday. Chairman Enoch Dongo tells Studio 7 they decided to give the government the benefit of the doubt, even though it has previously failed to honor its promises.
Everyone is at work. All nurses are reported on duty today because the government has issued a circular to informing our members that they are going to receive their bonuses on the 14th of January 2015 on Wednesday. So as professionals, we can not go on with growing our services, yet we've got something which is written. So we are waiting for Wednesday. Come Wednesday, we are going to get our bonuses, and we want to thank government for that.
In the event that the government fails to deliver on Wednesday, what are you going to do?
If government fails, definitely we are going to sit down as a provincial executive and discuss the way forward and map up the way forward from there.
That was Zimbabwe Nurses Association Harare Chapter Chairperson Enoch Dongo in Harare. The nurses gave the government last week an ultimatum to pay the bonuses by last Friday or face an industrial action today. The government has already paid bonuses for members of the National Army, the police, and teachers.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
the Harare City Council says residents should all be able to receive tap water in the next 3 days following water cuts.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
France is deploying 10,000 troops to boost security at sensitive sites following last week's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian told reporters Monday the troops will be in place by Tuesday evening. Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said about half of the troops will be protecting France's 717 Jewish schools.
The international community has presented an outpouring of support since the shootings. More than 40 world leaders joined French President François Hollande and 1.6 million people for a massive rally of solidarity Sunday in Paris. A video showing a man police says may could be emerged on social media Sunday, 2 days after he was killed, calling the killings in Paris revenge for the French participation in the US-led airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Syria and Iraq.
Koulibaly was an associate of Islamic militant brothers Sherif and Said Kochi, the pair who began the attacks last Wednesday by killing 12 people at the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. French police killed all three men. Authorities are still searching for Hayat Bomedin, the partner of gunman Ahmed Koulibaly, who police say killed an officer last Thursday and on Friday killed four people after taking hostages at a kosher grocery store.
And a movie that took 12 years to make won the top dramatic film prize at the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's 72nd annual Golden Globes Award Sunday in Beverly Hills, California. Boyhood won awards for Best Dramatic Film, the Best Director Prize for Richard Linklater, and Best Supporting Actress Award for Patricia Arquette. The Grand Budapest Hotel won Best Globe for Best Musical or Comedy Film, beating out Birdman, Into the Woods, Pride, and St. Vincent.
The Judiciary Service Commission officially opened Zimbabwe's 2015 legal calendar today with calls for legal practitioners to desist from corrupt activities. Our correspondent Mavis Gama reports from the capital, Harare.
Speaking at the official launching ceremony, Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikausiku said legal practitioners should not take part in any corrupt activities as this impedes the proper delivery of justice in Zimbabwe. Chief Justice Chijikausiku praised the Bulawayo High Court for a good performance in 2014 under the leadership of Justice Matema.
I am pleased with the performance of this court, which has really turned the corner in taming the backlog in that court. Whilst I do not want to encourage judges in that court to rest on their laurels, I wish to commend all of them and the senior judge in Bulawayo, Justice Mutema, for keeping the backlog in that court under check.
On the other hand, he expressed discontent over the operations of the Gweru courts, saying the departure of one of the top judges has led to the resurfacing of a huge backlog of cases. Despite this setback, he promised to address the poor working conditions of workers in the judiciary services, adding that this will eliminate rampant corruption in the sector. His sentiments were echoed by Justice Rita Makarao in an interview on the sidelines of the official opening ceremony.
We have always said that for members of the judiciary to be above corruption, we also need to give them adequate conditions of service. Because if they don't have enough, they are going to source for that extra from the people who come before them.
At the same time, Law Society of Zimbabwe President Lloyd Mishi applauded the naming of those who are said to have performed well in the last judiciary year, adding that this will help in improving the delivery of justice in the country.
The fact that the Chief Justice has been mentioning these things individually and mentioning individual names of judges bodes well. We are in an era of transparency, the need to see quality being the buzzword.
Some of the legal practitioners who were cited for performing well are three female Bulawayo High Court judges, Justice Moyo, Justice Chigumba, and Justice Matanda. He also named Justice Nicholas Mathonsi as a hard-working judge at the High Court in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Gama.
Some Zimbabweans living outside, the Wange Youth Human Rights Youth Forum says it is making every effort to compel Zimbabwe to increase awareness on the new constitution in rural and urban areas. The organization, which handles youth issues in the Wange area, says there is pressing need for Zimbabwean youth to participate in such critical issues in order to build a democratic nation. Wange Human Rights Youth Forum coordinator Fidelis Chima tells Studio 7 Tatenda Kumbo government needs to do its part to create awareness about provisions of the constitution and other issues.
With the youth organizations, if they are committed to make sure that they empower young people to make sure that they participate in issues of governance, I think something might come out. The problem is that there are few young people who are participating in national processes, and therefore it becomes self-defeating to the cause of young people.
But on that issue, is it that the youth are apathetic, they don't really care anymore, or is it because they're too worried about other things? What is the reason that youth are not participating, especially when they make a large population of Zimbabwe?
It is because, number one, they are financially disempowered. They've resorted to almost bad things to make sure that they make a living out of it. But now we are saying, as a youth organization, we should go back to our constituency. These are young people. We have to make sure that we give them the right information, how they participate in issues of governance.
That was Wange Human Rights Youth Forum coordinator Fidelis Chima speaking with Studio 7's Tatenda Kumbo.
The Harare City Council says the residents should all be able to receive tap water in the next 3 days following water cuts that started Friday and ended yesterday, linked to the refurbishment of the Morton Jeffrey waterworks. City Health Department Director Prosper Chonzi tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyawiye residents should boil the initial water coming out of the taps as it is likely to be smelly and discolored until the water pipes are flushed out.
The commissioning of the plant was done yesterday since the lockdown on Friday. So we are expecting water to start trickling to areas that are low-lying areas in the western suburbs, which are closer to the treatment works. The western suburbs such as Budiriro, Glenview, Mfakusi, Kwazana, Zwarasekwa. It's good that the water is getting there now, because those are the areas that are showing an increase in the number of diarrheal cases. The other areas such as the CBD will receive water tonight or tomorrow morning going forward. Within 3 days, we expect even areas like Mabuku, Tafara, which are far away from the treatment works, to start receiving water.
There's been complaints that in some areas that have started receiving water, the water is not clean and looks dirty and is smelly. What's your view on that?
That could be true. There's a lot that could happen. So, yes, it could be true that the water, as it starts flowing now to some of these areas, will have some color, will have some taste. It will also have some smell of some sort of properties which normal, clear, pure, potable water should not have.
But, Dr. Jones, is it safe to drink then?
Yeah, if you treat it, those what you're seeing, these are particulate matter, which would not necessarily cause disease now.
That was Harare City Council Health Department Head Prosper Chonzi speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyawiye from Harare.
The Zimbabwe National Boxing Control Board is in disarray as it is now left with only 4 active members who do not even constitute a quorum. More from our correspondent Michael Kariati from Harare.
The board had 9 members when it was set up on January 31, 2013 by the then Minister of Education, Arts, Sports and Culture, Deft Coulthard. Their mandate was to revive the sport and restore Zimbabwe as the top boxing nation in Africa. The organization has failed to deliver almost 2 years after it was appointed. Local promoter Stalin Maumau says Zimbabwean authorities have not done enough to lure sponsors back into the sport.
On the part of people who are involved in boxing, I think we have not done enough to lure support from the corporate world.
No full board meeting has been held since its members were appointed by Coulthard. Two board members, Farai Mchena and Andrew Kwangari, were removed in accordance with the Boxing Control Act. Mchena, a medical doctor by profession, has failed to attend the boxing body's meetings as he has been thrust into the demanding post of acting Premier Medical Aid Society's chief executive officer following the departure of Zifa president Cuthbert Dube. Another former board member, Charles Zimba, who is a former undersecretary at the time Kotat was in charge of the Ministry of Education, Arts, Sports and Culture, has since his appointment never attended a single boxing board meeting, raising questions why he has not been replaced.
Thank you, Kariati. And listeners, please stay tuned for Studio 7 at 8:30 p.m. when our host will be talking with you and experts about the forthcoming March 27th by-elections in Mount Darwin West and Chirumanzu, Zimbabwe constituencies.
To join the discussion, remember to text us at 001202465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
That's our broadcast this evening. Stay tuned for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga jonga lo sithandekile lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 12 ngozibandlela 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umthethwandaba we-High Court umisa ukuxotshwa kwabantu abahlezi eplazini le-Leonard Farm eMazowe ngoba usithi abadingelwanga ezinye indawo zokuhlala.
Njengokuba izindlu zabantu besezidiliziwe kambe kubambeka njani laba bantu kabakhele kube lapho babesezi khona wabantu ade beyathile belemizi yabo besebenzise izimali sengumlando-ke kahulumende kumbe walowo bathatheleke leyo ndawo abadilizela imizi ukuthi-ke abe leqiniso lokuthi khona bathole indawo yokuhlala ngoba
Ibandla le-MDC ithile le-MDC Renewal athi kasoze aphatheke kukhetho lwama-by-elections okudinga abameli be-Mount Darwin West le-Chirumanzu Zimbabwe edalele ephalamende ngenyanga kaMbimbitho. Abongi labongikazi abasebenza esibhedlela zikahulumende e-Harare ekade bethe bazaqala ukukhalala umsebenzi namhla phezu kwemali yama-bonus kabasakwenzanga lokhu. Siza kuzwa izizathu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umthethwandaba waphezulu owe-High Court namhla umise ukuxotshwa kwabantu abahlezi eplazini le-Leonard Farm No. 10 eMazowe ngoba usithi kabadingelwanga ezinye indawo zokuhlala. Omunye wamagqwetha amela laba bantu umnumzana Tondirai Batasara utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi lanxa igqwetha likahulumende litshele umthethwandaba ukuthi abantu laba baphiwa enye indawo yokuhlala umahluli uthe akulabufakazi obuqinileyo obutshengisa lokhu. Isiphathamandla sikahulumende umnumzana Martin Dina lamhla ulandule impiko ebisithi umkamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mgabe nguye oxotshise laba bantu ngoba efuna ukusebenzisa lindawo ukuqhuba inhlelo zakhe. Abanye abahlala kulindawo bathi badilizelwa amadumba abo njalo sebehlezi egcekeni kanye lempahla zabo ngesikhathi izulu lisina kukanti basebehlanyele izilimo emasimini. udaba lolu lwasolwa ngabaningi abagoqela ibandla le-MTC elizibiza ngokuthi yi-Renewal Team. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu uncome isinqumo somthethwandaba.
Lo ngumbiko othokozisayo othabisa kakhulu ophume emthethwandaba ukuthi bakithi abantu bemazweni abade sebexotshwa ngoba kumele indawo leyithathwe-ke ngufestiledi-ke kwenziwe lokhu afuna ukukwenza. Siyathokoza kakhulu kuyadengisela-ke ukuthi imthethwandaba-ke ilamandla lokhu isebenza ngoba nxa umuntu umkhipha umxotsha lapha khona kumele-ke kube nalapho ozamusa khona hhashi kukho ngumkhipha kuphela umxotshelisa.
Kodwa uhulumende uyachasisa lamuhla ukuthi hhayi lokhu akulakwenza lokuthi indawo le kwakuthiwa izanikwa unkosikazi kamongameli kolalikuthethe ngaphi.
Uhulumende-ke sizwile kulandula lokhu-ke ngominista-ke uDina weMashonaland and Central ukuthi akulanto enjalo kodwa kakuliqinise ukuthi leyo ndawo ithathelwa-ke ukuthi uqhendiswe i-orphanage wenziwe isentuary-ke ezabe-ke ikhokhelwa-ke i-fifty family-ke umkamnganolo welizwe loGrace Mgabe. Kuliqiniso lokho nje into eyenzakalayo kodwa-ke bangacasha abantu ngohulumende bangacasha abantu lokhu nalokho. Yikho-ke hhayi umthethandaba akwenzileyo siyathokoza ngakho kakhulu kakhulu sibili.
Kodwa bona abahlala kule ndawo lokhu besithi umuma umanga kuhle khona ngale siyananzelela njalo ukuthi kulabanye abathi bebedilizelwe izindlu.
Ngoba umthethwandaba ngombono wami bekumele-ke uhambe uzefike kutheni njengokuba izindlu zabantu besezidiliziwe kambe-ke kubambe kanjani laba bantu kabakhele kube lapho baye behezi khona wabantu ade beyagcine belemizi yabo besebenzise izimali sengumlando-ke kahulumende kumbe walowo bathathene-ke leyo ndawo abadilizela imizi ukuthi-ke abe leqiniso lokuthi khona bathole indawo yokuhlala ngoba kunzima kakhulu. Ibandla lethu-ke lakhipha-ke i-statement ngo-national spokesperson wethu-ke uJacob Mafume ukuthi-ke abantu indawo ahlezi kiyo bahlezi okusemthethweni-ke buhwaba-ke bugovu-ke balaba abaxotshayo ukuthi bathathe leyo ndawo-ke bayisebenzise. Yebo kambe bathi ngohulumende ofuna ukuyithatha kodwa kohulumende phela ngokhokhela abantu kumele abone ukuthi abantu kabancindezelwa abantu bahlezi kuhle abantu akula nto bahluphayo kodwa ngenxa sengoba sebahlukumeza ke abantu kusibabuke nzima ke besekudingisela ukuthi-ke ngohulumende kwanakekeleli abantu-ke lokho. Yikho-ke hayi kuyazakala ukuthi abantu babe behlezi okusemthethweni kusela umnyaka ka-2000 kodwa ubugovu ke sebusenza ke laba abantu bagxothe lapho abahlezi khona.
Lo ngumnumzana Edwin Ndlovu, isiphathamandla sebandla le-MTC Renewal Team koBulawayo, obexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ekhona le koBulawayo. Okhokhela abahluleli betale le High Court uphawule okusemthethweni umnyaka wokusebenza ku-2015 iligali yenamuhla ekhuthaza abasebenza kwezomthetho ukuthi behlukane lokungethembeki baqhube umsebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Emazwini akhe kulo mkhosi owenzelwe eHarare lamhla, uChief Justice Jijika Usiku uncome umsebenzi oqhutshwe ngomantshi kanye labehluli bamadala ehlukeneyo ngomnyaka odluleyo. Waveza ukuba phakathi kwabehluli abane athi basebenze ngendlela encomekayo, abathathu babo ngabesifazane. Uphinde wancoma njalo imisebenzi yedale le-High Court koBulawayo ngaphansi kobukhokheli bukaJustice Mathema. UJijika Usiku uveze ukuba abehluli baqhube kuhle umsebenzi ngesikhathi bebhekane lobunzima bokusilela kokudingakalayo emsebenzini wabo. Kodwa uthi udaniswa yisimo semadale esigabeni seNkabazwe lapho umsebenzi omuhle oke waqhutshwa nguJustice Takuva ngesikhathi esebenzela eGweru lapho asuswa wasiwa kwesinye isigaba ngomnyaka ka-2013 usubuyela muva. Umahluli uJustice Rita Makarau utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi kumele silungisiswe isimo somsebenzi kuhlangothi lwabathetha amacala elizweni ukwenqabela izehlakalo zokungathembeki. Umnumzana Dumiso Dube osebenza ezimele njenge-immigration consultant ngomunye okade kulo mkhosi wamukele ngenjabulo umbiko kaChief Justice Jijika Usiku ethi uveze indlela abathetha amacala emadale abasebenza ngayo.
Ukhulume ngebamba indaba eziqondane lama-judges ikakhulu ukusebenza kwabo ebeyinto ebingenzakali ngaphambilini ngokuthi into eziningi bezifihlwa.
UDube ukhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi aphange alungisise isimo sokusilela kokudingakalayo kuhlangothi lwezemithetho ukuze kwenqatshelwe izehlakalo zezilingo kulabo abaphatha umsebenzi emadale.
umsebenzi abawenzayo umsebenzi oqhakathekeleyo umsebenzi njalo futhi olezilingo eziningi ngoba ma beswela ngikubeke ngithi mhlawumbe aswele indlu yokuhlala ma esesiyahlala kwezinye indawo ezingafanelanga kutho ukuthi usesiba lesilingo sokuthi sebezabe bemncenga ukuthi abenzele okunye.
Lokho kusekelwe ngumkhokheli we-Law Society of Zimbabwe, umnumzana Lloyd Mishi, oncome ukubethwa kwamagama abaqhube kuhle labasilela emsebenzini wabo njengendlela ezaphathisa ukuthini bangaze bayakethisa emsebenzini yabo labo kumele bawuphathe lapha emadale. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu-Mavis Gama. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930, 12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abongi labongikazi abasebenza esibhedlela zikahulumende eHarare lamhla uqolo abongi labongikazi abasebenza esibhedlela zikahulumende eHarare ekade bethe bazaqalisa ukukhalala umsebenzi namhla phezu kwemali yamabonus kabasakhalalanga umsebenzi ngoba uhulumende ethembise ukubabhatala ngolwesithathu. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso emela abongi eHarare iZimbabwe Nurses Association umnumzana Enoki Dongo utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi bakhangelele ukuthi uhulumende egcwalise isithembiso sakhe.
Namuza umuntu ongamanesi ongahambile emsebenzini bayasebenza nase sikhuluma nje bakhona emsebenzini lokhu kubangeliwe ngesecular ephume ku-government last week. Isicelo ukuthi imali zethu sizazithola umhlaka 14 January 2015 on Wednesday. So sibona sihlanganisile kakhulu ukuthi i-government irespondile nje nge-written circular. It is a good development.
Siyazi ukubana esikhathini esedluleyo uhulumende uhlezi ethembisa isebenzi iholo lakhe kodwa sifike leso sikhathi ehluleke ukubhadala. Engehluleka ukubhadala kuyini eliza kwenza?
This time angifungi ukuthi kuzayenza khonoko ukuthi government zayahlukile ukusibhadala because isiphoromisile kakhulu. Naye ngayehlukile kusinika imali sizahlala phansi as a provincial executive sikhulume simephe i-way forward ukuthi sizayenza njani from there on Wednesday ngayo imali ingasangena amabhenki ethu.
Ukhona beseliqalisile yini ukusebenza kancane kancane singathi yi-Goslo?
Hayi, kathesa kule Goslo. Abantu bayasebenza nje. No more work.
Okay. Wona umumo unjani kwezempilakahle ezibhedlela lapha? Ungasichasise? Nxa sikhangela ukutholakala kwemithi, ukuba khona kwabodokotela?
Mina njengeZimbabwe Nurses Association Harare Province asivumeli ukuthi sikhulume nama-policies like ukuthi imithi injani ezibhedlela lokho akusokwethu.
Umnumzana Enoki Dongo ngomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso emela abongi labongikazi eHarare iZimbabwe Nurses Association. Ibandla leMDCT leMDC Renewal athi kasoze aphatheke kukhetho lwama-by-elections okudinga abameli beMount Darwin West leChirumanzi Zibagwe edalele ePhalamende ngenyanga kaMbimbitho. UMongameli Mgabe wazise izolo ukuthi ukhetho kulesi sigaba luza kwenziwa mhla ka-27 ngoMbimbitho.
ichiro manzu zivagwa isele ingela meli ngemva kokuba umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa ekhethwe ukuba ngumsekeli kamgabe. Isigaba seMount Darwin laso sisele singela meli ngemva kokukhethwa kankosikazi Joyce Mjuru. Kodwa akusazanga kwenziwa ukhetho kulesi sigaba uMjuru waze waxotshwa. Isikhulumeli se-MTC Renewal umnumzana Jacob Mafume uthi kabasoze bangene kulolu khetho ngoba kulezinto eziningi ezingakalungisiswa ezigoqela uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota i-voters roll. La ngamazwi yagcizelelwe ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MTCT uNkosazana Tabitha Khumalo.
Hayi, thina njengebandla le-MDC sithi lathi singeke sangena nxa kungela ama-reforms ngoba esiyabe sikwenza kuyancedisa nje izanu ukuthi uZulu lomhlaba wonke ugcine ucabanga ukuthi vele izanu izibambile kuleli lizwe bona bengazibambanga. Njalo kumele libekwazi ukuthi nxa singahamba kukhetho lolu bavele bona sebenqobile singaqalisi la ukuhamba kukhetho.
Kuyini kahle kahle lifuna ukubona kulungisiswa?
Okumele kulungisiswe ukuthi kumele amabandla amanye aphikisayo athole ithuba lokukhankasa athi ukuthi uma bengena bayetshaywa. Njalo siyazi ukuthi izeki akunamuhla silokhu sikhala sifuna ukubona ukuthi sinikeze i-voters roll nganamuhla kasisayazi asingayiboni. So kakusiphathisi ngoba ukuvele ukutshoyo ukuthi khona bona izani yele voters roll, izani yecontrol izeki, izani elamapholisa. Njalo singeke sahamba kukhetho lapho kakugcina khona amapholisa lamasotsha kakusaqedakali ukuthi sisempini kumbe zokukhetho.
Kukhetho luka-2018 lunga ukhetho luka-2018 lungafika kungalungisiswanga konke likhala ngakho kalisoze lingene na futhi?
Amboni ukuthi kuzasinceda ngani ngoba singaze singene sizaphuma singunyembezi ngoba bazabe vele sebeqilile ngoba kukhona ukuthi lapha esisebenza khona nxa sesiya ekhethweni ngithi emabandleni aphikisayo kugcwele ameva kukanti izani yona ihamba ithelela. So kuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele kuhlale phansi sicubungule sivumelane ukuthi into lezo zintshintshe ngoba singaze sikhulume silobelane phansi okwenzakala kuground kwehlukile lalokho esabe sikubhalelane phansi. So kuqakathekile ukuthi siphumela le sithi iroad map lapho siyavumelana khona ukuthi sikhangele udaba le-voter registration, udaba lokuthi abantu abaregister ngama-voters iningi labo sabakhutshwa lapho abahlala khona bayajikela endaweni abangahlali kizo. Sikhangele futhi ukuthi ku-voters okulanda abafayo abavele kwekhanzani bayavota. Zonke lezo into lezimele qale zilungiswe ukwenzeka ukuthi siye kukhethwa. Njalo kulezi suku sesiku-technology. Kambe shiwa singabe ngabantu kwezigijima nge-voters roll, wena thina sanile sokuthi usebenzisa imitshina yabelungu i-bicameral ukwenzela ukuthi nxa umuntu esiyavota apho ngifake for ilihlo lakhe akulamuntu ongayaphinda ngoba akulamuntu olelihlo elifana nalomunye.
UNkosazana Tabitha Khumalo ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MTCT. Kodwa isikhulumeli se-MTC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Washman Ncube umnumzana Nhlanhla Dube uthi balesinqumo sokuthi bazangena kulo lonke ukhetho olwenziwayo. Ngalokho uDube uthi bazangena kulo lukhetho nxa ibandla lingasaguqulanga isiqondiso isinqumo salo.
Isivumelwano esilaso njengebandla ngesilungu abathi ngama-resolution yikuthi sathi thina sizancintisa kulo lonke ukhetho olwenzakalayo eZimbabwe ngoba silibandla elidinga ukuthola amandla okukhokhela ilizwe ezigabeni ezijeneyo lokho kusenzakala ngaphansi ungakuthola kuphela ngokhetho. Okuqakathekileyo ntungamili ukuthi nxa singena ekhethweni singena sisenzela ukuthi okwakuqala sincintise ukuthi sinqobe nxa sisenelisa ukunqoba. Okwesibili sincintisa ukwenzela ukuthi sivikele ukuthi kungabi lebandla elingena ekhethweni lilodwa kuze kugcina kukhanya ngani liyesatshwa. Okwesithathu kuqakathekile ukuthi singene ekhethweni ukwenzela ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi i-voters roll kayimanga kuhle, sikhuluma ngento ekhanyayo ebambekayo, ukwenzela ukuthi lanxa lesifuqa khona ePhalamende ukuthi sikulungise konke lokhu ukuthi i-voters roll iphume ezandleni zikamtete esikwaziyo ukuthi ngumuntu ogijima ngomsebenzi weZANU PF isiya ezandleni zeZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Siyabe sikhuluma into esisatshengisile abantu labo bezibonela lapho kulezikhenxe khona, lapho okubamba khona ukuthi umsebenzi wokhetho uhambe kuhle.
Ngalokho Dube, lizaphatheka kulolu khetho?
Ngombhalo, ngesivumelano sebandla, nxa kungela lutho olutshintshileyo ukuze kuyofika isikhathi sokufaka amaphepha alamabizo alabo abancintisayo, ibandla lizaphatheka ngalolu khetho.
Umnumzana Nhlanhla Dube, isikhulumeli se-MTC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walsh Mencube.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8:30 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 12080 laku 15775 kHz kanye lasebulenjini ku www.voaindebele.com. Thubelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318 ukuze silidinte ecingweni lingenelane kuhlelo. Kulabo abangekho eZimbabwe lilako kuya ebulenjini ku www.studio7news.com. Lidinge lapho kubhalwe live talk lifone inombolo liqale nge-international access code ezithi 1-202-617-2077 ukuze lani likhulume kuhlelo lise UK, eMelika noma kwezinye indawo zomhlaba.
Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umfanekiso kamabonakude othiwa Boyhood uthola isicoco sokuba yiwo okholisise ababukeli emkhosini wokunanza ezemifanekiso le izolo ama-Golden Globes Awards ayenzelwe eHollywood ngapha kwele Melika. Njalo kusiphetha ezivela kwamanye amazwe, umphathi ntambo weMelika obona ngezobudlelwano baleli lizwe lamanye amazwe, umnumzana John Kerry, uthi abamsolayo kanye labanye abakhokheli beMelika ngokungayi kwele France izolo lapho okuhlangane khona izigidi zabantu labakhokheli bakwamanye amazwe bekhumbula abantu ababulawa ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabahlamuki abokholo lwesiMuslim kumele bathule. Abantu abagogekileyo bathi ingculaza iqhubeka ibaqeda ngoba ziqhubeka zingekho inhlelo ezibafundisa ngalomkhuhlane ngenxa yokuthi abenza lomsebenzi bacabanga ukuthi abayi emacansini, kubika uNotando Spanda.
Uhlelo lokuqeda umkhuhlane wengculaza elizweni iNational AIDS Strategic Plan ka-2008 isiyaphela lonyaka ngo-2015 ayiphathi ngisho abantu abagogekileyo, okusho ukuthi akulemizamo elizweni eqondane labo nxa kukhangelwa ingculaza. Inhlanganiso ekhangela amalungelo abagogekileyo, iDisability HIV and AIDS Trust, ithi ilizwe selasebenza gadalala ukuqeda ukumemetheka kwengculaza, kodwa limizamo ayigoqeli abalimeleyo kusukela lapho bedinga uncedo lokudingisisa ukuthi balalo yini leli gciwane, lapho okuswelakala abacebisi bokukhuluma lalabo abangizwayo, kumbe indlela yokuthi abalimeleyo baqanise bayefika lapho okuhlolelwa khona okuvame ukuba indawo eziphezulu ezingangeneki ngama-wheelchair. Inhlanganiso le ithi baningi abagogekileyo abathelelwa lomkhuhlane ngokudlwengulwa kanye lokuswela ulwazi bese besehluleka ukuthola ukwelatshwa ngenxa yezisebenzi zemakliniki lezibhedlela ezingafundelanga ukuthi zingaphathisa njani. Inhlanganiso le ithi ikhangelele ukuthi kuqale ingxoxo lonyaka ezenza ukuthi lapho sokusenziwa izinqumo zeminyaka ezayo kuqala ngo-2016 zigoqele izifiso lendingeko zabantu abagogekileyo. Umnumzana Jafet Mlotshwa osebenza labagogekileyo uthi lanxa kuthiwa impilakahle lilungelo laye wonke umuntu, kawakho amacebo okuphathisa abagogekileyo ukuthi babe lolwazi olugcweleyo ngengculaza. uthi iningi lezisebenzi esibhedlela kanye lalapho ukuhlolwa igazi kudinga igciwane lengculaza licabanga ukuthi abantu abagogekileyo abaye emacansini bese kungathi ngumhlolo lapho bedinga ulwazi ngengculaza.
Indaba yabantu abayizigoga indaba ehluphayo eqhubeka siyivika kumbe siyiceza engxoxweni eziningi. Kucina sokungani sithi nxa singakhangela ezabo indaba, kucina kungani kule ndleko, sikwenze kungani into elendleko eziningi esuka isenze sibe sezikweledeni. Kukanti ke bayingxenye njalo ungakhangela udaba lokugoga, asodaba ozalwa lalo kuphela. Ludaba ongazalwa ungelalo kodwa ucina usuyingxenye yalo. Ngezehlakalo zempilo.
Unkosikazi Jesse Dube ongumongikazi uthi liqiniso ukuthi kunzima ukuthi baphathise abagogekileyo ezibhedlela hathi ngengculaza kuphela kodwa ngokubapha ulwazi lonke nje oludingakalayo ngokuya emacansini.
Uyathola ukuthi abangaboniyo iminister of health vele ayilungisi lokho abazathi bekubala okunjengebraille bathole usizo khona lapho. Zonke izinto ezibhaliweyo zenzelwa abantu ababonayo, kanti njalo labantu abagogekileyo yakuthi ezibhedlele ezinye kungenwa ngama steps, okusho ukuthi vele lokho yena akukho friendly emuntwini ogogekileyo ukuthi uza njena njani.
Uqhubeke esithi uhulumende kafundisi omongikazi kanye labodokotela abangakhulumisana labagogekileyo babaphe ulwazi okugoqela abangaboniyo, abangezwa endlebeni kumbe abalimele umzimba. Uthi lapho kuthe kwaba lo muntu ongelasandla kumbe ongaboniyo kunzima kumtshengisa ukuthi angasebenzisa njani indlela yokuzivikela emacansini, kuthi nxa kuyilowo ongezwa endlebeni abongikaze abalalo ulwazi lokuxoxisana laye okwenza bafe bethule okwemvuyo omnikelo.
Singathi ngabantu esingathi ngesikhiwa baku-risk yokuthi bathole umkhuhlane we-HIV. One, babengavele bengakwazi lutho nge-HIV. Two, babengakwazi ukuthi bazivikele njani ukuthi bangatholi i-HIV. Okunye siphinde sikhangele ukuthi banalaba abantu vele ngabantu abantu abangababathathi serious. Omunye lomunye unelisa ukuthi azenzele akufunayo phezu kwabo. So sikhangele ukuthi ngakuthiwa iministry iyabasiza laba bantu.
Ogogekileyo unkosikazi Lindiwe Sibanda uthi yena lemuli yakhe babuzwa imbuzo eyangisayo ngoba abantu becabanga ukuthi njengoba engaboni kumele angayi emacansini. Uthi lokhu kwenza kube nzima ukuthi athole uncedo ezibhedlela hathi ngengculaza kuphela kodwa ngemikhuhlane nje etshiyeneyo. Uqhubeke esithi ke nelisi njalo ukuba lemfihlo ngomzimba wakhe ngoba umongikazi kumbe odokotela bayabe befuna ukukhulumisana lohamba laye ongagogekanga ngomzimba wakhe angathi yena akacabangi.
Xa ngihamba lo muntu obonayo uyafuna ukuthi akhulume lo muntu obonayo but ekhuluma ngami. Enxa yimi engigulayo ngihamba ngesibhedlela nje unensi kakhulumi lami. Uyabuza umuntu engihamba la ukuthi ubulawa kuyini. Ngomunye wakwambi usiphilela njalo mkakho kungani lenxalileleni endlini lomkakho liqalalela ithamalike likhayela nama-private parts.
Omunye njalo ogogekileyo unkosikazi Sithembile Majole uthi baningi abagogekileyo abaphila lengculaza kuthi iningi njalo selafa ngenxa yokuthi liyabe lijelana okungaqondanga ngengculaza ngoba lingatholi ulwazi olufaneleyo. Uthi iningi labantu abagogekileyo njalo liyadlwangulwa kumbe liphathwe buchapha kwezemacansini okwenza lolu dubo lugcwale ngamandla.
Ama challenges esiba lawo kuma HIV and AIDS counseling centers. Nxa nje ngifika ngingumama olimeleyo ngifuna ukukhansila, ngifuna ukutestwa. I'm ridiculed. What do you need this counseling for? What is it you? Kati lani liyayenza? Handle such things. If I'm coming for a service, please give me the service I'm coming for.
Abantu abagogekileyo abaningi baswela lamathuba okufunda lokusebenza okwenza kube nzima ukuthi benelise ukuthola uncedo ngempila kahle yabo. Ilizwe yalilanani licacileyo ukuthi bangaki abantu abagogekileyo elizweni lokuthi kulaba bangaki abaphila legciwane lengculaza lokuthi badinga ncedo bani. Kuminyaka esanda kudlula, ilizwe libhekane lodubo lokuqhuba kuhle kwezempila kahle okwenza kube nzima ngamandla ukuphathisa abagogekileyo kulolu hlangothi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
I guess katika savume sihlobo sithandekayo kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umthetho ndaba we High Court umisa ukuxotshwa kwabantu abahleze eplazini le Leonard Farm eMazoe ngoba usithi kabadingelwa ngayindawo zokuhlala. Ibandla leMTC leMTC Renewal athi kasoze aphatheke kukhetho lwama-by-elections okudinga abameli be Mount Darwin West le Chirumanzu zibagweta lele parlamente ngombimbitho. Likhumbule lolu yilo udaba esikhuluma ngalo ku-Live Talk. Abongi labongikazi abasebenza esibhedlela sikahulumende eHarare ekade bethe kala ukukhalala umsebenzi lamhlanje phezu kwemali yamabhonasi kaba sakhalala ngamsebenzi ngemva kokuthenjiswa imali yabo ngolwesithathu. Kwaneleke okwalamhlanje olibhalelisayo ngentungameli Nkomo. Lilale.